This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the strongest hurricanes to ever hit the Bahamas continues to do so, with a powerful Category 5 Dorian expected then to head towards southeast Florida. While it's not expected to come across the shore as it was earlier, it is expected to brush the eastern coast. And the acting FEMA director, Peter Gaynor, says it's still going to cause big problems there.
We are concerned about the entire coast of Florida. It looks like West Palm Beach is where it may come close to. And what we really want to take away from this storm is that we don't have to have landfall to have this be a devastating impact on South Florida.
That is heard on CBS News. Dorian, a slow mover, expected to affect eastern Florida, especially late tomorrow, and then Georgia and the Carolinas on Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka says unions are not ready to back what he calls the White House's unenforceable replacement for the NAFTA deal, despite President Trump's claims.
We want to get to yes. We've been working with trade rep Lighthizer to try to get there, and hopefully we will.
Trumka also saying on Fox News Sunday,
if Mexico can't enforce their own agreement, their own laws, then this agreement will never work because their wages will be artificially low and they will suck jobs.
Comedian Kevin Hart's recovering after a serious one-car crash yesterday in California. His Plymouth Barracuda was found in a gully off the notoriously winding Mulholland Highway in the L.A. area early yesterday morning. Although it's Hart's car, police say he wasn't driving. He was one of two passengers. They say the driver was not drunk. They had to cut the top of the car off to free the three men. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Defense Department trying to find ways to fight large-scale disinformation attacks, which it views as a threat to national security. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, wants software that can root out fake news. The goal is to eventually prevent malicious actors from using social media to further polarize society. Officials have been anticipating an avalanche of false info ahead of the 2020 election. This effort has reportedly been hamstrung, though, by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's refusal to bring election security legislation before lawmakers. Vice President Pence remains in Poland, marking the 80th anniversary of the outbreak of World War II. President Trump was originally going to make the trip, but he's staying home to oversee the response to Hurricane Dorian. The vice president met with the Polish president earlier today and said the country is close to meeting the requirements for a visa waiver program. Defending men's champion and number one seeded Novak Djokovic is out at the U.S. Open as he was forced to retire 3 games into the third set of his fourth round match against Stan Wawrinka because of a shoulder injury Sunday. Djokovic has been dealing with that injury throughout the tourney. On the women's side, Serena Williams cruised into the quarterfinals. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, because that's the way we roll, ready or not. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Hey, have you ever wondered how the mainstream media, if this has come to mind, how they've given cover to all these antithetical forces, those forces against, the we the people type of government? I mean, it's amazing how they just step over Antifa and all these real problems and these emerging threats to our liberties in order to, go after Donald Trump, who is just all the more exposing them. Well, who are the real fascists, I want to ask, right? I mean, did you think about it? Well, will the mainstream media ever get it? Do they want to get it? Maybe not. Well, investigative journalist, businessman, former economist and budget examiner for the White House Office of Management and Budget is back with us. It's always good to have Jim Simpson and his, refreshing perspective. Mr. Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you again.
Hey, so what is going on here? I mean, the mainstream media just, they want to ignore all that. Anything about Trump, Trump's impeachment, let's see if we can make them look bad. They can't even, really be too critical of Melania because every time she's on an international stage, you're proud to have her as the first lady representing this country, right?
Right. She's kind of difficult to, she's not totally untouchable, but very difficult to touch, and they don't like to be burned, so they're taking a more hands-off approach towards her, but Trump's open season on Trump.
Well, of course, and when you've got 90% of the media plus targeted in a negative way and all this stinking thinking and trying to do everything they can, I mean, they're all but burning novena candles hoping for a recession because, if they can't, they've got to find some way to, have an advantage over this president for 2020. But, boy, I'll tell you, the more you consider this and the hard left they continue to go on, they may have to, Jim, fall off the cliff and realize that they're going to have to reinvent themselves because this 2020 election, with them being all in for socialism, I think this is going to be a disaster for them.
Well, all I can say is I hope you're right. I know that they are mobilizing the get out the vote effort to beat the band. I mean, my friend Trevor Loudon has described an effort by the Freedom Road Socialist Organization and other communist groups to register 40 million people. And the fact that so much of the Democrat left open borders agenda has already been accomplished through legal and illegal immigration. You know, they're close. So they are self. I mean, they do what the left does all the time. They they just go overboard. They go nuts.
Yeah, they're gonna cheat. There's no question. I mean, when you have Eric Holder, you know, staring into the camera, going, "There's no such thing as voter fraud." You know, why are you talking about that? Well, only because people keep getting arrested and they spend time in jail for voter fraud. So I don't understand you as an attorney general saying that there's no such thing as voter fraud. We saw what happened in California with the ballot harvesting. Other states, you know, delving into this as well and trying to operate in the shadows. Google coming out saying, "Hey, forget about." Thumb on the scale. We don't care. We'll throw body parts on the scale if we need to, but there's no way Donald Trump's going to get reelected. So when you have this kind of influence in the face of everything we've gone through for the past 2.5 years about Russian influence, you know, this is all laughable, but after the laugh, it's very serious and threatening.
Yeah. Well, it really is. I mean, when you consider that the main instruments of media in this country are willing to go to such extremes to vilify a duly elected president of the United States and essentially at least half of the American people, marginalize at least half of the American people by the extreme statements they make and the extreme narratives they promote. That by itself is enough to really raise serious concerns about where our nation is headed and where they are driving us, like you know, driving cattle to a cliff. It's just really troubling.
Well, when we know that you know, a portion of that 50% that has drank the Kool-Aid for the Democratic Party. Like lemmings, they're heading for that cliff. And that's what I see, Jim, is that they're going to end up falling off that cliff and realizing the gravity still exists. And this is going to cause them to, you know, to reinvent themselves and really think about this, you know? You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
No, despite global warming, yes, gravity still exists.
Yes, exactly. Well, if somehow they can tie that in, you know, we had the G7 less one, so it was G6 when it came to climate warming. And, of course, then they found out all the Amazon fires and all the alarmism that they were yelling about. It was like even NASA had to come out and go, it's pretty much average. But the mainstream media and all the knuckleheads went crazy over it.
I hope you're right. I hope they all go running off the cliff, and that's the last we hear from them. But that's an optimistic hope.
Well, I doubt it'll be the last, because they keep on, you know, regenerating new heads. And this one, they have really, I mean, they have gone totally overboard in terms of the invention of this mindset that they have developed from themselves. I mean, you know, all it takes is, and I hopefully people have not lost their sense of humor, and because if they have, that means they really have checked in their critical thinking and maybe a modicum of intelligence. Because when you listen to these Democrats, I mean, Beto O'Rourke, I mean, does this guy need therapy or what?
I think they all need therapy.
It's just unbelievable. You know, I was talking with a dear friend of mine here. I happen to be in Maui, Hawaii. I'm visiting family here. And so it's very early here, oh, by the way. But that's okay, you know, because we've got a country to save. So time is of no importance here. You know, we've got other significant things to deal with. But we were talking particularly about Tulsi Gabbard. She's not going to make the stage for this next debate. There is rumor that she may be looking at being an independent, or maybe possibly. I suggested waiting this out a little bit, and waiting and kind of just, you know, after the Democratic Party crashes, they're going to look for some new identification and somebody who can moderate the party. And she might possibly be a poster child for this. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I would sure love to see that. A great way to draw votes away from the Democrats. I'm skeptical because the Democrats usually aren't that stupid, but boy, that would sure be a great thing to see.
I know you say normally not that stupid, but right now it seems like there's a disconnect from intelligence in the party right now. And like I said, they may have to fall off the roof to find out that gravity still exists. Got to go to break, Jim. Stay with us for just a minute. Jim Simpson is with us. Our conversation will continue. Stay right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Values, faith, service. They
still exist here.
Right here, when we're fresh and independent at 19 minutes after the top of the hour, this portion of the show being brought to you by Sovereign Laboratories. They're the makers of Colostrum LD. You've heard me talk about them. Boy, I'll tell you what a difference they've made for me personally. Go to BillMartinezLive.com. Click on their banner ad, get the information, and get back on the road to health. I want you to do that lickety-split, because there's nothing like better health, let me tell you. Jim Simpson continues with us, the investigative journalist, businessman, former economist and budget examiner for the White House Office of Management and Budget, author of the book The Red-Green Axis 2.0. It's an existential threat to America and the world. You know, Jim, we're talking about this off air, and that is sadly, I'd say roughly half of the country, más o menos, as they would say, half of the country, because they've embraced these democratic policies and socialism and everything. I mean, they're all very angry. They're not a happy group of people. I mean, I don't see them having a good time. And, what a shame and what a waste of, minutes, seconds, hours, weeks, months, years of their lives. I mean, because everything in their axis has been weaponized. I mean, all they can think about is invalidating people. And, it's kind of like Barack Obama. He didn't intention it this way. He was talking about other policies, but he talked about the game of whack-a-mole. It's like the Democrats have just picked up this little mallet and going around, anything that raises his head they don't like, they just whack it,
Yeah. Well, and the trouble, the thing that is most disturbing about that, and it's probably personified best by the Antifa protesters, is this just off the charts hatred that's all based on false premises. It's all based on lies. Everything that they protest, every bit of their anger is directed at air. None of it is true. It's simply amazing. But while the Antifa folks really believe it, because they're true believers and really get ginned up and think their hate is legitimate, it is, in fact, a strategy that has been developed over the decades that started way back in 1917 with the Soviet Communist Party. And their entire goal is to generate hatred and division, because that's how they win. It's a divide and conquer military strategy. And they send off these lunatics who believe this stuff to go out and make it look like it's really something. They have genuine hate, and the normal rational person says, well, that hate must have some basis in reality. So they legitimize it, even though they show just this complete, total, irrational, off-the-charts hatred. And that's the whole thing about it. People need to understand that groups like Antifa are not fringe groups as far as the left's concerned. They are groups that provide that exist for a very specific purpose and engage in the public in a way that advances the left's ideas without the left having to take responsibility for it.
Exactly. They're the tip of the spear. And they're liars. I mean, they're flat-out liars, even by their name. I mean, this is what people have to see. Antifa. They're not anti-fascist.
No.
I mean, they're just the opposite. But that's, again, what the left is really good at crafting, is they will give you words like pro-choice. It's not pro-choice. I mean, what are you doing?
Right.
Come on. You've got to employ some critical thinking. Yes.
Pro-immigrant. Yes. Illegal aliens are not immigrants. That's the legal definition.
Yes. Let's everybody raise their hand on the stage and agree that it's no longer a crime. Oh, okay. Well, forget about Congress. Forget about the laws that are already established.
Right.
We're just going to go and rely on the 10 people on the stage that have raised their hands. So now they're the new geniuses of the burgeoning new America here, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And while they're claiming to be Antifa, you know, the Antifa groups, all of their, you notice their flags are red and black. Mm-hmm. And red is, of course, the communist flag. It is also the syndicalist flag, which is communist unions. The black is the anarchist flag. When you put them together, it is the anarcho-syndicalist flag, which is a blending of anarchism and syndicalism, which is, you know, red unions. And President Obama, who called himself a union man, mm-hmm. wore the same red and black, and both his children and his wife wore that same red and black on their when he gave his acceptance speech following winning the I believe the nomination for the Democratic Party, or it may have actually been when he won the presidency. But I thought that was very significant symbolically, because what he was really signaling to the left out there was, yes, I'm with you, I'm with the anarcho-syndicalists, I'm with mm-hmm. the communists, I'm with the radicals. And that's what they are.
Well, it was what he spoke of when he said
yep.
a fundamental transformation
yep.
of
absolutely.
America.
Yep.
Whoa, look how close he came. And fortunately, reason was able to overcome it. But we go back to what President Reagan said, and that is that liberty is not passed in, you know, passed from one generation
right.
to the next through the bloodstream. You know, it doesn't happen that way. You know, we have to catch it, and we have to fight for it. Liberty is not free.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Well, Jim, I got to tell you, I'm so grateful for people like yourselves. I mean, so often, you know, we hear on certain outlets, well, you know, thank God for this person and that person. You know, it's not any one individual person. It's a lot of people, you know, bringing the truth to, you know, up against the lie. You know, as you mentioned, Trevor, our good friend Trevor Loudon, I mean, he yep. has just been a gem and a gift to modern America right now because of all the research
yes.
and what he's brought to light. And,
yep.
And there's been so many others that have contributed
yep.
to, you know, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And that's what we've got to continue to do and remind everybody that, especially those of conservative thought, that, you know, yes, you have to have some courage, and you've
yep.
got to buck up here a little bit, know what you're talking about, and because, you know, fortunately for us, a lot of progressives and those on the left, their whole world operates in 8-second sound bites. You know,
right.
think about
it's
it.
It's all sloganeering. Okay. That's as
yeah.
far as their knowledge goes, to sloganeering.
Yeah, about the yeah. thickness of a bumper sticker. So
yeah,
it
exactly.
doesn't take a real art craft to tumble their arguments. It just takes a little bit of critical thinking and a little bit of time. But if you want to spend all your time, you know, video gaming and other amusements, you're missing out. And we need you in the fray of things right now, because we need everybody on board to take on this antithetical aggression and lunacy and lies that are going to impact our kids and our grandkids, right?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, absolutely. They will destroy our nation if they're given half the chance.
And well, they're coming real close right now. I mean, with all the stuff that's been going on, I mean, look at how much time they've wasted on this presidency when, you know, here we are, he's given up half of his assets, I would say, easily, Donald Trump
yeah.
has, to save
yeah.
this country, and what
yeah.
kind of thanks do we give them? You know,
yeah.
give him, you know, we
yeah.
we should be at 4 or 5 GDP right now, and we're not getting any help from those on the left and Nancy Pelosi at all. Jim, remind everybody real quick how they can get your hands on your book, The Red Green Axis.
Amazon.com, The Red Green Axis 2.0, also the Center for Security Policy. You can go there, securefreedom.org.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the strongest hurricanes to ever hit the Bahamas continues to do so, with a powerful Category 5 Dorian expected then to head towards southeast Florida. While it's not expected to come across the shore as it was earlier, it is expected to brush the eastern coast. And the acting FEMA director, Peter Gaynor, says it's still going to cause big problems there.
We are concerned about the entire coast of Florida. It looks like West Palm Beach is where it may come close to. And what we really want to take away from this storm is that we don't have to have landfall to have this be a devastating impact on South Florida.
That is heard on CBS News. Dorian, a slow mover, expected to affect eastern Florida, especially late tomorrow, and then Georgia and the Carolinas on Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Live. Hey, it's Labor Day 2019, and we're celebrating. You know, it's kind of neat. I mean, this is like the final day. I see a lot of kids, you know, the look on their face. Oh, my gosh, school is starting. Parents, on the other hand, the exact antithesis. They're joyful. Oh, thank God this is over. The kids are back to school. We can almost get back to a normal life. You know how that works. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Matthew Hyman is going to be joining us right now. Hyman, I should say, national security expert. And we're going to talk about the latest with Iran, the surprise appearance of Iran's foreign minister at the G7. What was all that about? Matthew, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Bill. Labor Day.
Hey, happy Labor Day to you. So give us an update. What's going on with Iran here? I mean, it seems to me that they're blinking a little bit here. All these sanctions have been hurting them. They've been blustering. I mean, it's almost like what happened with Iraq. I mean, they've been beating their chest and jumping up and down and creating all kinds of havoc there in the Middle East. They want some attention, and Donald Trump's not giving them the attention that they were getting under Barack Obama.
I think that's right, and I think the fact that Zarif, who Iranian foreign minister, one that showed up at the G7, as you mentioned, and there was some question in the newspaper as to whether it was a surprise visit, in fact, or whether President Trump knew he was coming or not. Ultimately, our president said, "Yeah, I knew he was coming." I told President Macron, who, of course, is the president of France and is the one that invited Zarif there. He told him, it's fine, you can invite him. Now, there was no meeting between Trump and Zarif. Mm-hmm. But I think the fact that Zarif showed up in France at the G7 just tells you how anxious he is to try and get some relief, to try and get a deal done. I mean, it's not normal that the foreign minister of a country shows up somewhere without, you know, a pretty good sense of what the outcome is going to be or a promise that you're going to get something. And I think it just tells you that the sanctions that the Trump administration has put on Iran are really taking a tough bite, you know.
Exactly.
So, as you mentioned, their economy has really sunk under these sanctions over the last year. The biggest contributor to their economy is the ability to export oil. Mm-hmm. And their ability to export oil has been cut down to about 10% of what it normally is, and that's just really putting a huge pinch on them. And so they are very anxious to get some sort of relief. And mm-hmm. But I think that's why Zarif is showing up, you know, kind of with cup in hand, hoping to get something.
Well, and thank God for America being energy independent. It really puts us in a power position, does it not?
It absolutely does. So, you know, you can imagine 30 years ago, and, you know, Iran's been at this for 40 years, since 1979.
Mm-hmm.
When Iran would do these things, the oil markets would go crazy. The price of oil would shoot way up, and there was, you know, this great concern about what this would do to the energy supply chain. Well, the U.S. is not nearly as dependent on Middle East oil as it was back then. And as a result, you know, you haven't seen the price at our pumps going crazy, even though Iran is seizing oil tankers and attacking oil tankers. So that's one of the great stories about America's, you know, the fracking industry and what it's done in terms of our independence. That being said, there are certainly countries that are still very dependent on Middle East oil, like China and India and Japan. You know, and two of those three countries are strong allies of the U.S. So, you know, we still care about what happens in the Middle East. We still care about Middle East oil. But Iran's ability to hurt us at the pump is not nearly what it was 30 years ago, which is, as you said, it puts us in the driver's seat.
Yeah. Matt, let me say something about fracking, you know, for environmentalists, you know, for those that are cheering and holding on to that banner. And I say that, I mean, with all due respect, because this is what happens when you have forces on the opposite end putting dynamic tension for a solution. You get fracking, which I think is a positive thing here. And you can be thankful for environmentalists leading the charge and causing oil companies to do something and say, okay, all right, we hear you. Let's do something about it. And they come up with fracking. And my goodness, I mean, who would have thought that fracking would have been such a great idea? But this is what happens when you get forces working together for a solution, not against one another, right?
Yeah, I think so. And from a geopolitical perspective, the U.S. is, I think, in the next year going to be a net exporter of energy, which mm-hmm. is completely a reversal from where we used to be. And so that gives us such leverage and such power, and it also frees us from being vulnerable to countries like Iran.
Right.
You know, so Iran just can't hurt us the way they used to. Iran can't make people's gas bills, you know, or gas bills, you know, in our car, go sky high and feel this pinch, and that's a great thing. You know, to the extent that we can be independent of those forces in the world, especially the bad guys like Iran, that's just an ultimate positive, in addition to all the good things it does for our economy and employing people and all that kind of thing.
Can we keep them from going nuclear? That's the big question.
Yeah, no, that is the $64 question. And so I think the answer is, I'm going to equivocate a little bit, I think it's a strong maybe.
Mm.
And I say that because, look, if Iran is bound and determined to go nuclear, it's hard for me to think of things that we will do to stop them. And so what would it take to stop them? Well, we'd have to be open to bombing facilities. We'd have to be open to using our military against Iran in a way more aggressive way than we've been willing, or I think we will be willing, because we've been had such bad experiences in the Middle East, you know, in terms of heavy military engagement. That being said, I think Iran is as difficult as their leadership is. I think they realize there's a huge cost to them if they do go nuclear, because that really then does put them in the camp of North Korea, where they are almost entirely isolated from the world.
Right.
And so I think that's why you see people like Zarif showing up in Paris saying, hey, we'll hold back if you can cut us some slack, if you can give us some economic benefits. So I think even though their leadership, you know, they're bad and they want to cause unrest, I think they're also somewhat rational, because the other piece of this is Iran's population is not going to tolerate Iranian leadership saying, we're going to destroy this economy so we can have a nuclear weapon. I just don't think the Iranian middle class in that country, which is pretty strong, is going to think that's a great trade for the future and for their children's future.
Well, maybe your point here, Matthew, is that Zarif represents that that middle-of-the-road Iranian that is not ideologically fixed like the mullahs and, you know, like the Ayatollah that is just, I mean, it's like their own pride and arrogance is on the line here. And, you know, and what I'm seeing is deja vu Saddam Hussein one more time.
You're absolutely right. I mean, look, and at the end of the day, sometimes we'll hear commentators say, well, there's different faces of the Iranian regime, but you're right. The Ayatollah is the ultimate decision maker in Iran. And so what he ultimately decides, you know, Ayatollah Khamenei, what he decides goes, even more so than Zarif or President Rouhani or anyone else. He's the real player there. He's the decision maker. That being said, even as zealous as he may be, as ideological as he may be, none of these guys want to face a revolution. None of these folks want to lose power. And, you know, unlike North Korea, where Kim has absolute power, you know, the Iranians, they have a lot, you know, the Iranian regime has a lot of power, but, you know, they realize that, you know, you make that populace too unhappy, you deprive them of economic benefits, and they may be facing overthrow.
Well, yeah, you start looking at civil war.
Exactly. So there's always a certain paranoia within that regime, both in terms of what the outside world's trying to do to it, but there's a lot of paranoia in terms of what their own people might do to try and change, you know, the governing system there.
Matthew, we've got less than a minute left. What was the biggest takeaway for you with the G7?
I think the biggest takeaway was, you know, Zarif showing up on the sidelines and basically, you know, begging for a break. Mm-hmm. In terms of our relations with the rest of the G7, I didn't see any big surprises there other than Trump continuing to do what he does, which is kind of infuriate everyone. But ultimately, you know, I think he keeps sailing along. So that was my quick takeaway.
Yeah, he seemed to make people a little bit jealous of the American economy. They're saying, hey, why not follow Trump's lead? And, hey, we like what you're doing there. We wish we had it here, right?
Well, exactly. And, you know, when it comes to the economy, he's got a pretty strong, you know, scorecard. So they may not like his style, but the results are pretty good for the U.S.
Oh, we always love the bottom line. Matthew Hyman, national security expert right here on Bill Martinez Live. Matthew, thank you very much. Happy Labor Day.
Your vision is a precious treasure. And research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, given the option, why not? Our founding fathers discovered the same thing, and they had to put it on the line. I mean, think about it, right? Their very lives, their treasure, everything. I mean, it was an act of treason. And born out of that bravery and that courage is what we have today. And this is why liberty today in America is so precious and why we need to, you know, consider it as such even today as we celebrate Labor Day. Happy Labor Day to you, by the way. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And this portion of the show being brought to you by my friends at Sovereign Laboratories. They are the makers of Colostrum LD. You've heard me bragging about them. It is an excellent product. I'll tell you, it really changed my life. And it will yours, too. All you do is go to BillMartinezLive.com. Okay? Go to the website, BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the ad banner, their banner ad, and get back on the road to health. All the information there so that you can get involved with this incredible product. I was shocked, I got to tell you, to realize that 80% of Americans are walking around with leaky gut. I know it doesn't sound very sexy, does it? Oh, I got leaky gut. But we know it doesn't make us feel good, and it's a drag on our life and our metabolism and everything about living healthy. And this is what I was dealing with. My immune system was so compromised. I mean, I couldn't get around to anybody that had a cold. I mean, I here was with all the flying I've been doing, you know, from east to west and going all the way to, you know, to Hawaii, a couple of islands. We were in Kauai and Maui. And so when you're in those little canisters that are incubation centers for all kinds of disease and people sick and what have you, I mean, I got to tell you, I was a mess. I got anywhere close, and I'd pick up, you know, a cold from, you know, 20 rows behind me. I mean, that's how sensitive my immune system was. But since being on this, it's rebuilt my immune system, if I can say that, in a very neophyte way. I'm not a doctor, so all I can tell you is that, you know, I've been, thank God, I've been able to avoid colds that I would get routinely about every 6 to 8 weeks, whether I needed them or not, you know, because my immune system was so compromised. But anyway, check it out, Colostrum LD. It's there at the website, BillMartinezLive.com. Click on their banner ad and check it out. I think it'll work for you, and you'll be very pleased. I think, are we going to be able to have, I mean, today's Labor Day, it's a holiday, and Adam Holtz is usually with us, and he's focused on the family's Plugged In director, and we usually do a review of the movies, but I guess he may be spending some time, needed time with his family, and God bless him for doing that.
And so I guess we're having a hard time getting a hold of him today, but hey, that's okay. One of the big things we're going to talk about, of course, has been my favorite movie that's come out here recently, Overcomer. We had Stephen Kendrick on the other day with us, and we'll have to replay that interview for you later on this week as well. What a great guy. I mean, the Kendrick brothers, I mean, great on so many levels. I mean, the kind of people you just want to be around. I mean, their focus, as he said to me, he says, Bill, you know, I came from a praying family. I said, oh, God bless you, you know. And a lot of people freak out. They don't know what to do, and you know, but we can learn from others that you know, life has been centered on prayer, and there's a reason why, especially if you've had a tradition and a legacy, you know, throughout your family. The very bottom line reason is that it works. I don't care what you're dealing with, is that look at this as above and beyond. It's like our country, all the things that we're dealing with right now that is just driving us nuts and has us going chaotic. And you've heard me say this before. I still maintain the reason that we're in the mess that we're in is because we have disconnected from those moral moorings, you know. Like the Bible says, people without vision will perish. Another way of saying it is cast off restraint, okay? So I picture, when I read that, I picture this hot air balloon that has suddenly been punctured, and there's nothing holding it down, so that air is escaping, and it's pell-mell all over the place. And that seems to be where we are right now. Whether it has to do with issues of marriage and our family, our government, our churches. I mean, just go right on down the line. And, you know, the churches, according to Barna and other studies, the churches that have held to conservative values and that have held to, you know, those traditional values, the things that came from, you know, the throne room of God, the very voice of God that tells us certain things, that when we do those things, you know, as he shared with Cain on that day, he says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? I mean, you know, you're going to reap what you sow. So you do the right things, you get right things back. You do the wrong things, you get wrong things back. You would think that just experientially we'd be able to say, well, you know, I want to do the wrong things. You know, that's it doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for my family. You know, what a mess. What a waste of time. But, you know, like I said, sometimes we have to fall off the roof to realize the laws of gravity still exist, right? And there are laws that God and the nature of God has put into place that remind us. I mean, he's not some kind of cosmic killjoy here. It just reminds us, because in his very heart, like any good parent, well, what do we want for our children? We want it to go well for them. We want them to be successful. We want them to realize, you know, who they are and whose they are. And as a friend of mine, you said, I love that. I love that line. Not only who you are, but whose you are. And referring to that, you know, we belong to God. But, you know, as earthly parents, we want the best for our kids. Well, here's God who's got everything available for us. Not holding anything back. It's not like, you know, as I was reading in one of the devotionals, and I was telling you, the Kendrick brothers, not only have they done a movie, they've done this accompanying devotional called Identity. Which is awesome. It is really awesome. And this gives you some added insight to the Kendrick brothers in their heart, because both Stephen and Alex wrote this devotional, and it is powerful. And their prayers and insight on certain issues of identity, you know, are not something you just, you know, write about off the cuff. I mean, it is deep. It's profound. And one of the things that they do, you know, bring out here in terms of our identity is that, and God's ability is that whatever he has, it's not like, well, you know, if he gives to Bobby Joe, then Billy Bob ain't going to have, you know, he's going to have less because he already gave to Bobby Joe. No, that isn't the way it is. That God's abundance and God's flow of whatever we need in life is ever filling itself. So it's just like, you know, it's like that wave that just keeps on coming, you know, it doesn't run out. And maybe that's a poor analogy, you know, or maybe that makes sense to you, however way you can apprehend that. My goal is that you can appreciate that, you know, it's not like, you know, God's cup is running empty. It's always overflowing. It's amazing. And so, here it is that when we go to God and we draw on that resource that he has for us. I mean, like any parent, I mean, we want to do, like I said, earthly parents, we sit there and say, okay, well, you know, the budget says I can only give so much, you know, to my child. I want to give more, but this is all. This is the best I can do. But God says, no, there's, you know, there's never limit of abundance. It's there. But, you know, if we're not connected to God and we're not pursuing God, then we miss out on that benefit. But anyway, getting back to the movie Overcomer, which I highly recommend, and I got to tell you in part, I mean, churches around the country, I got to say this, churches around the country of all people should be en masse, in buses, you know, from coast to coast. Of course, you know, Florida is a little bit of a problem right now, you know, trying to dodge Dorian. But the rest of the churches should go en masse to go see this movie. It is that powerful and brings us back to, you know, what it's all about. That if we're not, you know, connected to God and we don't know whose we are, then we lose our sense of identity. You know, it's kind of like in that moment, in that confrontation between, and I say confrontation, it was a one-on-one, you know, a discussion between Jesus and Peter. And Jesus was asking, if you remember, Jesus was asking the apostles, who do they say I am? And, you know, some said, well, John the Baptist reincarnated, maybe Elijah, some special prophet, you know, all these different things all over the place. But Peter steps up in his own inimitable way, says, you are the Messiah. You're Christ. You are the chosen one. And what did Jesus tell him? He says, hey, look it. He says, I know man didn't tell you that because man didn't have the ability. They didn't have the insight. He says, the only way you knew that is because God told you. Think about that. The only way you knew that Jesus was the Messiah, and that even echoes through the millennia today. The only reason that we know that Jesus is Christ is because God revealed that to us. And people wonder, am I really saved? You know, what kind of relationship do I have with God? Well, I think the first test is, you know, do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe he's the Son of God? Do you believe that God sent him to redeem us? Do you believe that he's going to judge, that he is going to be the head judge on that day, that judgment day? Do you believe that he's going to come back? You know, these basic tenets of the church, but specifically is, do you believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God? That's the question. And if you do, then no doubt, even though there are other forces that would say, nah, not really, you know, it's too easy, you didn't work hard enough, come on, you know, we're talking eternity here, we're talking God, it's got to be harder than that. It really isn't. But that's the big lie, that's one of the big lies that's perpetrated on us, to think that we have to do it, we have to work our way. Now, God's already figured that out, but the big question is, hey, where are you with Jesus? That's the big question, okay? So, with that moment in time, between Peter and Jesus, Jesus said, okay, I know man did not tell you. I know that was revealed to you by God. And because God revealed that to you, because you know whose you are, I'm going to tell you who you are. Remember? And he said to him, says, Peter, you're a rock. And on you and on this rock and on your orneriness and all your mistakes and everything else, your humanity, the very church of God, you are going to be the titular head of the very institution that I am leaving behind to fight the good fight against the evil one. Wow. Can you imagine that? So this is what identity is all about. It starts with understanding who God is. And if you understand who God is, then get ready. Sit back and listen to what God tells you about yourself and about your identity and everything that is pursuing you to realize that identity. All the power of God and all his blessings right there for your favor. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Hey, I'm glad you could be sharing part of your day with us.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
You've seen